Crews worked Monday afternoon to raise the 40-foot motor vessel Miller, which sank in its stall sometime overnight Friday into Saturday. No one was on board. Ron Pratt is maintenance supervisor for the Sitka Harbor Department.
Apparently about 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning, someone had noticed it had sunk. By 7 o'clock, the staff that was on duty got the call when they came on duty that it had sunk, and then they tried to contact the owner.
Pratt says the vessel's owner of record, Tomas Puerta, was reportedly in Juna Sound doing some work aboard another vessel. A cell phone for Puerta was not working, and the Harbor Department reached someone who said they would run up to Juna Sound and alert him. Pratt says on Sunday night a light sheen appeared in the water and that oil booms have been placed around the vessel. He did not know the exact amount of fuel on board.
People that have been around the boat said it was pretty dry, probably just a little bit of fuel in it for like a diesel stove or something. And I wouldn't suspect there's much because there's not much coming up. You know, every now and then you might get a little bubble that comes up and it instantly turns into just a little sheen. So we're not getting raw droplets or, you know, raw fuel puddling up on the surface.
A diver was working with the vessel on Monday afternoon to position inflatable bags and attempt to raise it. Pratt says that is no small task, as the Miller is a heavy boat. The 52-year-old 40-foot vessel is made of wood.
Another option would be if they can't get the bags to lift it, is to cut it loose and let it sit on the bottom. And then they can actually drag it out, because it'll slide along the bottom, just like a toboggan well on a snowy hill.
Pratt says the floor of the harbor is a fine, silty mud.
As long as the structure of the boat's strong enough, you can actually just start pulling just real slow and just slowly build up your speed, and it will rise. They self-right, and they'll just come shooting out of the water like Red October. And you can do it that way and then have a boat come alongside and throw pumps in it while you're towing it.
The sinking of the Miller came the same night as a small fire that damaged a cabin aboard the Sea Lion, an 86-foot wooden boat also moored in Eliason Harbor. Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller says the boat's lone male occupant left his cabin to shower and then noticed the fire when he returned. Authorities are still investigating the cause. There were no injuries. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.